880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We are coming to you live from Orlando. We're live from the 2015 University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategies Conference at the Hyatt Regency in Orlando, right by the convention center. I'm going to be interviewing amazing thought leaders from this conference. We're going to talk about all kinds of interesting stuff. We're going to talk about how to build your real estate business. What's going on in real estate financing? How can I capitalize my company? All these things and more today on Freedom Business. We'll be right back after this short break. D, take us away and then bring us back. Our first guest is going to be Paul Ellis, president of CNL Commercial Real Estate. Back after this.
CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Well, listen, we're doing the technology thing here, everybody. And at the University of Miami Medical School, it's the only university-based hospital in South Florida. It's the top-ranked physicians. They partner with the brightest minds in research to bring you cutting-edge technology, and they bring it right to our community and the world. Visit uhealthdiscovery.com. Learn more today about the advances in people that are shaping the future of healthcare here in Miami. And now we're going to speak with Paul Ellis. Paul is the group president at CNL. He is in charge of... What do you do there, Paul?
I run the commercial real estate platform.
You got to talk into the mic.
Okay, I run the commercial real estate platform.
And what does that run around, Paul?
We do property management, brokerage. We also have a development and investment business. And so today we're all over the Southeast. We're in all the markets in Florida and the Carolinas and Texas.
Okay, so then if you're all over the state of Florida, the Carolina and Texas, and you're in all the product types, and you're a brokerage services and investment company, what is your most profitable line of business right now? And I'm going to count to three to give you a chance to think about it. One, two, three. Okay, well, what's the fastest growing part of your business today?
Our property management business has grown. We started the company in 2007 with 12 former partners at Trammell Crow Company. We started the company in 2007. CNL sponsored us, and we started at zero. Today, 8 years later, we're over 20 million square feet in leasing and management, and we have 175 people.
Wow. So you're growing. You're hiring people. They're property management people. They're asset managers. They're also brokers. It sounds to me like what you're really doing is running a real estate services business.
That's correct.
He keeps answering before I can stick the mic in front of him. You know, you do great real estate, but you do horrendous radio, Paul. You do. He's saying, I know. He does. Now, Paul, you're based here in Orlando, but you said that the firm operates throughout the southeastern United States. What's the number one trend that you're seeing today in southeast real estate, and you cannot say apartments?
We really like the office space. I mean, the office market right now, we've actually acquired about $100 million of office assets in South Florida and other markets in Texas. And quite frankly, we really like the opportunities that we're seeing right now.
Now, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Price Elam. What do you think about the retail market? And since Price isn't here, I'm going to make you answer and make Price grit his teeth.
You know, we like all product types. There's a difference between what we like and what we can actually buy.
Okay.
So, and certainly one of the reasons we like office is because it feels like we're moving into a build cycle. You know, it certainly feels like we're starting to see more demand and we're starting to see asset appreciation above replacement cost.
I'd even say that a lot of these office sites have been developed as multifamily, which means it'll be a limited supply in the future of office. And that's what's really, to me, driving office across the country, actually, is as these urban areas, what you might call Manhattanize, then a lot of the former office sites are being built for apartments or condos, which means that the existing office and future office pads are much more valuable. Are you advising tenants to lock up now?
I don't think there's any doubt that all of the rental rates and all of the markets are increasing and on the office side. I mean, I don't think there's any question right now. And in fact, and as you know, South Florida behaves one way, and North Florida and the rest of the Southeast behaves the other. When we think of the Southeast, there's really only two tier one markets in the Southeast, right? You've got Atlanta and you've got Miami. I think most people would say those are the really true tier one markets. All of the other markets are they're great, but they're relatively small. And so when you see rental rate appreciation, it jumps, it spikes. It doesn't move up 2 to 3% a year. All of a sudden, it'll jump $2 to $3 to $4 a square foot. And we're certainly seeing that in Orlando, and we're certainly seeing that in Charlotte and some of the tier two markets.
Now, is that in full occupancy cost, or is that in base rate only?
Base rate.
Wow. So that means that somebody's office could go up, cost could go up even higher if they've got expenses and stuff included.
That's correct.
He keeps on answering before I can get my microphone over there. You know, you're quick on the trigger. I'm not going to talk about
it. I've told I have a face for radio, so.
Everybody's allowed to only say that once on the show. Yeah, it's okay, Paul.
How many times has that happened? How many times has that happened?
Every single time I got somebody ugly on like you. Now, you're in Orlando. I just drove up and down I-4. It was crazy. I remember when I used to live in Orlando, you could actually drive on I-4. Today at lunchtime, I-4 going into Orlando stopped for absolutely no reason other than I guess it's clogged with tourists. How's the tourist industry up here these days?
Well, number one, it's only going to get worse on I-4 for the next decade.
Why?
Because of the I-4 construction project. The expansion of I-4 is going to take the next decade. So it's going to be like I-95.
Wow. Actually, I don't think that's that bad if you're not driving. Now, if you're driving, you're absolutely out of your mind.
Right.
Now, are they going to expand I-4? Because I-4 is an incredibly valuable arterial roadway for everybody in Central Florida, and it connects all kinds of things.
Yeah, they'll expand it. I think they're going to create some HOV lanes. They're going to I'm not exactly sure the exact scope, but I think you're probably going to end up with 16 lanes, you know, in on I-4.
Wow, so it really is turning into I-95, and this is in the tourist area south of Orlando. How about north of Orlando, where it seems that the road is a little bit more constrained?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Seminole County is much denser, if you will, from population standpoint, and so it'll absolutely go all the way through DeLand and those markets as well.
Wow, sounds like I should be buying property up in DeLand.
No, you should be buying property in Orlando.
From you, too, right?
Exactly.
I love this guy. Absolutely a shameless huckster the entire way through. Now, Paul, we've talked about CNL is growing. What type of people are you looking to hire there?
You know, it's across the whole spectrum. I think, you know, the firm that we're building is one that we believe it's very entrepreneurial. We're very proud and excited about a culture that we have that's attractive to people. So, I mean, the people that we tend to attract out of other platforms tend to be a lot more entrepreneurial. They tend to be a little bit more senior, that they're not, and they tend to be more creative. So I think that's probably a good snapshot.
Well, it sounds like everybody wants to think they're all the things that you just described. Now, Jim, your chairman is speaking at the conference tomorrow. I'm not going to ask you what he's – huh?
Tom.
Oh, gosh, I'm just off my game today.
Okay.
but he's speaking later today. I don't want you to give away his speech, but why does CNL support the Bertram Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida?
Well, so CNL is a 40-year company, and it has a long history. At its core, though, is Jim Seneff, who is a great American story. Started the company with a $5,000 loan from his father, and at his
so there was a Jim involved here.
There was a Jim.
Okay, there usually is in anything good.
There still is a Jim, and he is the executive chairman. Tom Sinema, who will speak tomorrow, runs the CNL platform, but at its heart and soul is Jim Seneff, who was a real estate practitioner, who, once read in an article in the, Orlando Sentinel a long time ago that said downtown's dead, downtown Orlando's dead, and started buying up land in downtown Orlando. Very contrarian, very classic story. So at the end of the day, though, while CNL is a very diverse business, it is a real estate business at its heart. So anything that we can do to support the real estate community, and certainly we're big supporters of University of Florida's system. We're big supporters of Florida State system, as well as University of Miami.
So it sounds to me like a quality real estate environment and ecosystem only benefits people like CNL.
That's correct. We love, and look, I mean, at the end of the day, we all love the industry. We love what we do. We love the relationships, and we love the people in this industry.
Yeah, we're all nuts, but we love each other.
That's right.
Now, just before we go, you're the chairman of the conference. You put this together, you kind of got a vision, you had a vision. What is the message that you want the attendees to take away from the conference?
Just one message?
Could be two. Okay. I got time for two.
So I think the overall message is that we have perhaps one of the most attractive programs in the country, that we have a board that we want people to be a part of. We want the real estate industry to be a part of. And I think at the end of the day, too, from a market standpoint, that it's a pretty exciting time right now. We've been waiting for, somewhere like 6-7 years to get back to this point, and the markets are back and they're heated up again.
Yeah, I had hair when we had a market the last time. Yeah, I know. But you got a face for radio now. I said it, and now we're both out of it. Now, you were talking about supporting the University of Florida programs. I know you're very involved with the other schools as well, and you run the CNL commercial real estate platform. What skill set did you develop that helped you rise to the point of being able to bring the Trammell Crow platform to heights it had never seen before and then move that over to CNL? What do you think is the one thing that you could give students or young people that are listening that could be one, I know there's a bunch, but one of the keys to success that has really helped you build your firm to where it is today, one of the top real estate services firms in the country?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is in your first choice in your career, to find an opportunity where a mentor will pour their life into you. And if there's anything that I can't say to you honestly that was my strategy when I graduated from college, but I was fortunate to have two guys in Woody Coley and Chip Lilly that when I was hired, poured their life into me, taught me the industry, taught me the business. They were both honest enough to say there are some things that we're really, really bad at and you shouldn't do those things. There's some things we're really, really good at and you should do those things. And if we've done anything well in our organization, it's we've kept that kind of mentor-mentee culture alive. And so as people come into our organization, we want two or three senior guys pouring into it.
Well, I have something for you. I have a kiss.
Part of this success of this conference today and tomorrow, and a huge part of the success of this program. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Usually D can see me. I'm giving you the heads up, D. I'm getting ready. I'm lifting my hand. I'm pointing the finger. We'll be right back after this short break. D, take it away.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. By now, you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Hi, I'm Sally Nicholas, Associate Publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth. Taken monthly, South Florida Business and Wealth magazine provides insightful, strategic knowledge that will keep you on top of the business news and up-to-the-minute opportunities that will make the difference to your bottom line. www.sfbwmag.com to learn more.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and it sounds like our technical problems have been placed behind us, and we are cooking like hot grease. Thanks, Dee. Live from the 2015 Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Trends and Strategies Conference, we're live in Orlando from the Hyatt Regency Orlando, and now we've got a terrific guest, Kendall Almirico. I know I got that wrong. I did? Oh, I nailed it. Oh, my God, I got a 10-0. All right, he is the preeminent guy on crowdfunding. I'm going to let him tell his credentials and how he kind of meandered into it. But today he is at the epicenter of crowdfunding. We're going to talk all about crowdfunding. And I got to tell you, my wake-up moment on crowdfunding was when I was in my office. We had met some group. They wanted us to equity invest with them. We said we're going to think about it. They said, well, we're going to go to Brickell Avenue, and then we're going to come. And then 2 days later, I got an offering from one of these crowdfunding sources. It's the real deal. The banks accepted as equity. There's all kinds of things happening. If you thought crowdfunding was just some crackpot idea that they did on the internet, well, think again. Am I right, Kendall?
It's a $7 billion worldwide business already. $7 billion going through the crowdfunding world. It's not crackpot anymore. 5 years ago, total crackpot. I mean, it was, you know, anybody could go online and get their breast enhancement done or find some way to get their new grill for their teeth on Kickstarter, what have you. Now we see people actually funding businesses, funding real estate deals, doing real business, and it's just going to keep growing.
You know, the first guy that I ever heard at a conference, I was moderating a conference, a talk, and the guy who was doing the crowdfunding thing trundled up with his Bermuda shorts, his straw hat, his bad shaved beard, and his stuff behind him, not even a PDF the guy didn't even have. And he said, oh, yeah, and if you want to talk more, we can meet out at my apartment, and I'll put you, we can go through the whole thing. And this guy was talking about doing big real estate deals, but today it's much different. It's much, much different.
Right, and those guys were around. There's still some of them around. I write for entrepreneur.com. I just did a column last week that was all...
All right, we're back. It's unfortunate that the Hyatt is having a problem with its gerbil in the, you know. So, Kendall, you were telling us something very, very important, and then the gerbil stopped rolling.
You know, that's what happens when this place used to be wonderful and was the Peabody. Now the wonderful people at Hyatt have taken over, and, well, you know, electricity is one of those things that's at a premium here, apparently, in Orlando. It's like a third world country.
No. So let's go back. You write a column for entrepreneur.com, and you've been observing what's been going on in the crowdfunding market, and it's exploding. And the main thing is to get aligned with quality consultants when you're doing it. How do you find those people?
Right. Well, you just look at their track record. It's like anything else. Find out what they've done in the past. Find out what they can do for you. But ask them, you know, hey, what do you charge? Show me. Let me talk to your last five people you did campaigns for. Let me see, and I want to know the people that you didn't do well with. Let's see the last 10 people that hired you. Give me their names or I'm not going to hire you. Bottom line is, there's really only about two or three people out there that are, and I'm not a crowdfunding consultant. I'm an attorney who does the legal stuff behind things. But the guys that actually help run campaigns to raise money, there's only two or three people in this entire country that actually know what they're doing.
Well, that's really interesting. Can you give that opinion on the show?
Absolutely. I am never shy about giving any opinions about anything.
I love this guy.
Oh, no. I will tell you flat out. I speak all over the country talking about crowdfunding. I'm usually sitting next to one of these idiots who says, oh, I can help you raise $100,000 on Kickstarter. And it turns out that they're going to send out a press release on PR Web, and they're going to charge you $1,500 to sit there and say, well, you know what? Here, I sent out a press release. Look, it's on the internet. That has nothing to do with crowdfunding. You know, crowdfunding is getting the crowd to your site to give you money, and that's an art and a science to that. It's not sending out a press release.
Well, I've met the folks on Brickell Avenue Early Shares. They seem to be well capitalized and have somewhat of a very high level of intellectual capital.
Yeah, well, I will tell you this. I think there are plenty of platforms out there that do a very, very good job of it. And there's a difference between the platform, like an Early Shares or Circle Up or Seed Invest, that are out there giving you an opportunity to raise money, and then private people you hire who then come in and say, I'm going to help you raise your money on Seed Invest or on Circle Up. Those are the people that are scary, and they take money from people all the time. If, you know, look at the track record of all these places. See who's behind what's going on. That's the key.
You know, I've seen the change in due diligence material that's available has also increased incredibly, from something that's like a page of PDF to reams and reams in a Dropbox. When is the government going to start looking at this?
Well, that's the thing. Under the Jobs Act, the law that regulates all of this equity crowdfunding, I mean, the Kickstarters of the world, the Indiegogos of the world, that's not regulated by anything. It's the wild, wild west. I mean, literally anyone who wants to raise money for something, they're not selling securities, so the government really doesn't care. It's a private transaction between two people. I'm going to give you some money, you give me something. Now with the equity crowdfunding that's coming, it's regulated by the government. You've got to do things the right way. There's going to be reams of paperwork, and if you do it wrong, you can go to jail.
Now, if people want you to help them do some due diligence on who they should use, how do they find you?
Well, if you Google the name Kendall Almirico, I'm the only one in the entire world, but my email...
Like, spell that?
Yeah, Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L, it's Almirico, A-L-M-E-R-I-C-O, but it's basically, if you go to fundhub.biz is my compliance business, and you email me at kendall@fundhub.biz, I'm very easy to get to.
All right, Kendall, maybe you can stick around since the gerbil ate up some of your time. We'll see if we can give you some more later on. Dee, if you can hear me and you're up and running, it's time to go to break. We're going to do some traffic, and then we're going to come back here to Orlando. We're going to talk to my good friend Todd Jones, who's the chairman of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, as well as the head of tax appeal work nationally for Cushman and Wakefield. We'll be back after this.
It's working.
together. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Hey, you know, you only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Baskin Palmer Eye Institute. For 11 years in a row, Baskin Palmer has been named the nation's best eye hospital by U.S. News & World Report. Baskin Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures each year, and Baskin Palmer centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation are home to the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available not only for LASIK, but for every type of eye care. So you can feel confident you'll get the results you're looking for. Visit BaskinPalmer.org/LASIK today to learn more.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
Taking a look at the Miami-Dade Broward County traffic, we do have an accident, and you're going to find this one, 595 eastbound at I-95. Also, 95 southbound at Rittenbacher Causeway, we've got an accident on the off-ramp there causing some backups. Then watch for a crash Kendall Drive westbound at Southwest 117th Avenue, as well as the crash Bird Roads eastbound at Southwest 98th Avenue. For more traffic information, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic Miami.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and I apologize for the dead air. Marlins will get you back next week for your ads. It seems that the file the Marlins sent us was corrupt, and I don't want to play last week's because FanFest was last week, and that's over. So, you know, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is big. It employs more than 300 specialty doctors. It's at dozens of locations from me to Palm Beach Gardens, and of course, you know, UHealth is in Plantation. And what sets UHealth apart is a comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art technologies and treatments to our community. You know, these are some really smart people, and these are the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 11 years in a row. It also houses the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. And if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, all right, all right, all right. We are back. We are back, and we are better than ever. All right, D, you can hear me. He's turning down the music, and we're here with Todd Jones. Todd is an MAICRE FRCS, I don't know what. Todd is the head of the tax management practice, the property tax management practice at Cushman & Wakefield worldwide. He's based in Central Florida. He's also the chairman of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Now, Todd, tax appeals, I know that they're big news in markets like South Florida where prices go up and down all the time, but is this really something that's done on a nationwide level?
Globally, it's a billion-dollar business.
Revenue-wise?
Revenue-wise. And the fact of the matter is, local government is funded by property taxes. It's typically an owner-operator's largest above-the-line operating expense. If you're not actively managing it, you're leaving money on the table.
So got people that manage their energy, manage their painting, manage their, all their other utilities, but they're ignoring their property tax bills, they're leaving money on the table?
If they're not actively managing it, yes. The fact of the matter is that most operators are prudent, recognize this as a critical operational cost containment issue, and most operators hire outside professionals like myself to actively manage this expense liability annually.
Now, property taxes, that's in your blood. What's your background? Tell a little bit about why I say that.
Well, my dad was an assessor, and I graduated with an MBA in finance and got into the appraisal field, and the next thing I know, I'm being drugged to board hearings here in Florida, and here it is 30 years later, and I have a bit of a profile in the industry. I'm not the global leader for Cushman, I run the Southeast practice.
Okay, it's a good thing that you clarified that, because to me you're the global leader on whatever you touch, because you're one smart dude and you're my personal sensei on this stuff. Now, Todd, you're also the chairman for the Center for Real Estate Studies up here at the University of Florida. What are some of the things that we can look forward to in the coming year and in... All right, the music went up, the music went down, so now it seems like we're back. You know, I think that there needs to be checks on phone lines across the world to make sure they can give consistent service. So, Todd, you were talking. You continue.
We have friends and alumni of the real estate program, of the university, who are involved in the real estate industry, who get involved in these councils, get involved in the advisory board. The whole purpose is to make the program here at the University of Florida the best of all programs anywhere.
You know, the thing that's special about the program to me is the fact that the students get to interact with extraordinarily high-level people, and those people are their mentors. And I know that the kids that come down to South Florida, they look for jobs. I help them. I make them take a survey of the industry, tell me who they want to work for, why they want to work there, and then I kind of help them get a warm call. I don't think that this happens at other universities, certainly here in the state of Florida, and I've got to believe that that's an incredible benefit to the students.
As I understand it, we are unique in that regard. And, Jim, it's appropriate that I give a shout-out to you because you are a people broker. You've probably helped more students get jobs than any other single individual in the program.
Thanks. I wasn't really fishing for that, but I did put a list together the other day, and it was well over a dozen. And I love all those people. They reach out to me various times. And it's just a wonderful thing. I go to these events and I see the people that go from being students to being young leaders in the industry to being true leaders in the industry, and it's really a heartwarming thing. It really is one of the legacies that I look forward to leading in my life. I know my wife and I, we gave scholarships to a number of the students in the past. We look forward to doing that in the future, and that's what this event is about. It's about raising scholarship money, isn't it?
Well, that's part of it. It's as you said, it's about getting the students jobs. That's one of the primary objectives of the board. We have 160 board members, top executives from all the biggest companies that you could imagine in the industry, who are regularly hiring graduates out of this program because they know they're getting superior caliber talent.
Well, I'll tell you who else is superior talent. That's the guys back in the studio who fixed the Marlins spot. So high five, we'll be hearing that later, and I can't wait to go to the Marlins game. Now, Todd, you've been an adjunct professor here in appraisal for these students for a number of years. Now with your job, I guess you kind of really can't commit that kind of time. What's the number one thing that you've gotten out of being a member of the Bergstrom Center board?
Well, I'll tell you, it sounds cliche, but you get more than you give by being part of this board. The interaction with the young professionals who are altruistic and looking to make a difference, make a game-changing move in their career. We hear these kind of testimonials all the time. When I have students come back, been graduated several years, they went through my class, they hated it at the time because it was intense.
You're a pain in the butt, Todd.
It's well known. But when they come back and they say, hey, what you taught me has been invaluable in achieving professional and personal success, it's very gratifying. You don't get that just anywhere.
You know, it is something that means a lot to me. I find it to be my personal fraternity. I get a whole lot of continuity out of it. Yeah, we come up in the fall and we go to a football game. Yeah, we come here and we have a conference with 400, 500, 600 people. Yeah, we raise a bunch of scholarship money and help people change their lives. Wait a minute. We raise a lot of scholarship money and we help people change their lives. To me, that's what it's all about.
That's truly giving back, because we're improving our communities, we're improving our society, we are showing people how to be successful so that they can pass it on when it comes their time.
Now, there's a lot of schools that have real estate programs here in the state of Florida. What are some of the things that you and the board are looking to do in the upcoming couple of years to help set the University of Florida's program apart?
Well, the University of Florida arguably has no competition in the Southeast. We are the only top 10 program that has an advisory board dedicated to helping the students not only get jobs, but get student and then later on professional mentoring throughout their career. We have the quarterly survey that the center produces, which explains in great detail and provides meaningful key performance indicators for the industry, not just on a statewide basis, but on a local market basis throughout the state. There is no survey produced by anyone that is superior, much less there's nothing out there that matches.
Now, Todd, if somebody wants to find you at Cushman, they want you to come in and help them save money on their tax bill, how do they do that?
My email address is Todd.
We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to be on again with Rob Lee from Silver Portal Capital. D, take it away.
Reserve your seat at Marlins Park for the 2015 season. Don't miss a minute of the action as your Miami Marlins battle for the National League East crown, with season ticket plans starting at just $380. Or take advantage of the new $15 per game full season plan with great seat locations and a free Marlins jersey for every two seats purchased. Place your deposit today and start enjoying all the savings and benefits of a Marlins season ticket holder. Call 1-877-MARLINS or go to marlins.com/2015tickets today.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM pleaded a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, you know, when I, you know, it's always good business to do business with people and giving customers what they want. And, you know, the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities and I've gotten a boatload from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is a part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get that Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they delivered, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Fans, now's the time to reserve your seat at Marlins Park for the 2015 season. Don't miss a minute of the action as your Miami Marlins battle for the National League East crown, with season ticket plans starting at just $380. Or take advantage of the new $15 per game full season plan with great seat locations and a free Marlins jersey for every two seats purchased. Place your deposit today and start enjoying all the savings and benefits of a Marlins season ticket holder. Call 1-877-MARLINS or go to marlins.com/2015tickets today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are coming back. We are broadcasting live from the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategies Conference here at the Hyatt Regency Orlando. We've been having fluctuating phone, but I think we'll get through this last segment because we've got a terrific guest, Rob Lee. He's with Silver Portal Capital. He's the Director of Capital Markets and Investor Relations. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Now, Rob, you came all the way from San Diego to meet all the folks here and give your message to everybody. Now, what is it exactly that Silver Portal does? We had some crowdfunding talk before. I know you do some crowdfunding, but it's a different type of crowdfunding than most people might think.
Yeah, since 2012, the Jobs Act, it allowed, real estate operators, developers to go out and raise money basically from the general public, specifically those who are accredited investors. And We've launched our own platform, silverportaldirect.com, and we've basically put an institutional, we've taken an institutional platform, which we're known for, and opened it up to the general investor world, so individual investors can come in and invest like the big guys do.
Now, do you have to be an accredited investor?
Yes. I mean, there's different platforms that are allowing non-accredited investors, but our platform, we are a FINRA licensed broker-dealer and RIA, so we have chosen the route of only accredited investor. And what that means is basically, as an investor, you have to have a couple years of $200,000 plus on income or $300,000 with a spouse. And in general, your assets have to be, your assets have to be $1 million net worth. Not including your primary residence overall. And, anybody can look that up if they just Google accredited investor.
Now, how many broker-dealers and FINRA firms are in the crowdfunding space today?
Well, there was a few when it first launched, and I bet you there's probably 50 companies now. It's kind of like the gold rush, a mad rush to the business for a lot of people. A lot of those companies are tech companies trying to be real estate people, and a very few, including us, are actual real estate institutional guys that unfortunately have to start a tech company in order to offer this to the public, but we're happy to do it, and it's been a great experience so far. And I think we're actually the only company that is a licensed broker, dealer, and RA in the space.
Okay, so that sounds like you've got a pretty good sector of the market. Now, what are the type of transactions that people will see if they look on silverportal.com? What's it called again, silverportal?
Direct.com.
Yeah. What are the types of transactions they'll see? If I went on that right now, what would I see?
You would see a web page that would multiple web pages, but it basically it's education based when you first get there. So it talks to you about the different types of ways to invest in real estate strategies, kind of risk reward type of strategies. Jim, it's all about the individual investor and what their goals are. Some people are all about immediate income right away. With a lower upside, and some people want the combination of good income plus upside, and you'll learn all about that at the website. And then once you sign up and become a quote-unquote member, that basically starts the process so you can see deals that we have on the platform. And those deals right now are all institutional quality deals, so you can invest, the minimum investment is $25,000 at this point. You could write a check for $25,000 and invest into a $100 million shopping center portfolio, or you could write a $1 million check and be a larger owner as in part of a Walgreens or a CVS or some type of triple net portfolio or a grocery anchored shopping center. Really, the sky's the limit, and our main filter is making sure everything is institutional quality.
So it seems to me then that somebody could, let's say, they want to be a real estate investor. They really don't want to gear up and create their own real estate operating company. They really don't want to hire their own accountant. They really don't want to hire their own director of investments. This sounds like a good way where somebody can get a nice overview, invest whatever amount of money is in their sphere of desire, and then broaden their product type and geographic base, which is almost unheard of for a small real estate investor.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting, actually. I mean, I've been in the business for a little over 15 years. I was an investment broker and helped a lot of guys sell apartment buildings and office buildings and retail shopping centers. And a lot of those investors would sell this stuff, and then they wouldn't have nowhere to go with their money, or they would go into another deal, but they're buying at the top of the market. And like you said, it's expensive to have a platform and hire the people and deal with what we call the three T's, tenants, termites, and trash cans. And a lot of investors just don't want to deal with that. They want kind of a passive income opportunity with the ability to be allocated to a portion of their portfolio into direct real estate, which is not correlated with stocks and bonds like REITs are. And we're pretty excited about it.
So you're based in San Diego. You have the one office, but you cover the country with your teams. Is there a specific property type that you have more of within your portal, or is it kind of a variety?
Yeah, well, we actually, our headquarters is based in San Diego, California. Our team is across the United States. We have over 30 guys on the platform, and guys and gals are on the platform, and we're really we're nationwide. So we like all product types as long as it's the right time for that product type and the right operator behind the strategy. So we'll choose best of breed operator, meaning if you're the best guy in the medical office space, or if you're developing DaVita Dialysis Centers, or if you're building apartments or buying apartments in Texas or South Carolina, I mean, wherever you're at, if you're the best in what you do and you're, call it, the top 1 or 2% in that market, we'll take a look at you, and if we like what we see and we think your institutional quality and investors can make some money with you, then we'll bring you onto the platform and go from there.
Well, you hit DaVita Dialysis Centers. That's something that's close to my heart. We've got a my wife is in dialysis at DaVita. They do a heck of a job. So it sounds to me like then you focus on credit tenants. If people want to get more information on your stuff, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is go to silverportaldirect.com. That's silver, P-O-R-T-A-L, direct, D-I-R-E-C-T.com. You can learn all about the company. Silverportalcapital.com is our main website, and they can reach out to me personally. Shoot us an email, and I'm happy to tell you all about it and help if we can.
All right. Well, thanks, Rob. I really do appreciate that. We've only got about a minute and a half left, and I really want to give my thoughts on being up here at the conference. I come every year. I've been a board member for many, many years, and I have to say is that I asked a lot of leading questions from Tom, but it all comes right down to what this means to me in my heart. And what it really means to me in my heart is that I get the chance to pay forward to my friends by bringing speakers like Rob to meet with them. And we had Tom Handler. You've heard Tom on the show. We brought him up here to meet with everybody. Nathan Rachels from Inland Securities. The crowdfunding folks, we just have had a great.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack. Ooh.